All right, final couple minutes of the Connor Happer Show here on 1620 The Zone. Just a couple poll questions out there today. And they are as follows. Is a 4 p.m. tip-off a matinee? 79% say yes.
That's where I was.
It's a matinee for a basketball game, I guess. It's not a matinee, though.
I'd be curious. Maybe after the show, I'll go in there and ask, is 4 p.m. a matinee? Because a 4 p.m. tip-off is a matinee.
That's right. And you did say tip-off in the poll question.
Okay. So maybe.
So, but normally when I think matinee, I'm thinking the theater or, you know, yeah, like a play.
Uh-huh.
Something like that.
Do you go to a lot of plays?
I've been to some plays. I went to Hamilton when it was here a few weeks ago.
Okay.
That was great, by the way. It was not a matinee. It started at 7 o'clock.
Ooh. Prime time for you, huh?
It was prime time.
Okay.
It was a weeknight, though. Could have gone to like a Saturday matinee or a Sunday matinee.
School night?
It was a school night. Yep. Didn't stop me from having fun.
Wow, look at you.
It was the first time I had seen Hamilton, and I felt like I was way behind.
Like ever? You had never?
No.
You didn't see the movie?
No.
You didn't listen to the music beforehand?
No.
Okay.
No. Because so everyone knew it. Obviously, they had seen it several times clearly beforehand. So I felt like I was missing out a little bit, like I wasn't in on the inside jokes and the when to laugh sometimes. There's a lot that, you know, just...
Yeah, because they probably played on your expectations a bit. Like, everybody knows that we do this at this point. Let's maybe twist it just a bit.
And that's when, you know, people know.
Mm-hmm.
That's when people know to laugh. I didn't have any idea what was going on, but I liked it.
Yeah.
It was good. Poll question number two. Big Ten football getting rid of divisions, good or bad idea? I would vote personally, good idea, as I have done.
Same.
And Josh has done as well. And that one is currently leading the way 74% to 26% in favor of. I'd be curious to know what makes it a bad idea. As Parker just explained, it is possible that it could be a nothing idea. If you're taking out a conference game and you're replacing it with a team from another conference who's similar, but you might still get the Ohio State caliber of the ACC or Pac-12, like, you know, it could be a nothing when it's all said and done. I like it. It's a good changeup.
I guess it would be a bad idea if you think you're going to get saddled with Ohio State locked in every year, Michigan locked in every year, and then you're going to have to play Clemson or USC,
right?
Or
but that is absolutely not happening to Nebraska.
No,
it's not.
Things break their way more times than not.
But they wouldn't, like, they're not getting. I mean, they're going to get the regional games if this were to happen. They're going to get the regional games with Iowa and Wisconsin, and maybe it's Northwestern or Minnesota. They're not going to give them the three opponents every year of Ohio State, Michigan, and Penn State.
It's the third team that we're questioning, right? Iowa and Wisconsin, those are locks.
Yeah.
You would think.
Is it Minnesota or Northwestern?
Yeah.
I think Minnesota makes a ton of sense to me.
Me too.
It's pretty slam dunk for
budding
me. But
rivalry.
Yeah. But maybe it's just a math equation and how it all breaks down for everybody. All right, those are the poll questions. You could vote daily at Happer Show. Or even Josh is even known to jump in with a little after hours poll question every now and again as well.
Polls are up and running 24/7.
Okay.
What to watch tonight? Creighton at Butler. You should probably watch that. 5:30 tonight.
I'll watch.
On FS1. Don't watch the game on CBS Sports Network between two ranked Big East teams. Don't watch that.
Do not.
You don't want that. Jays travel to face a struggling Butler team. It's also a good league pass night if you're a league pass guy. Bucks at Cavs. Nuggets at Nets if we could get Nuggets games here in Omaha. But, you know.
Get me started.
Just drive to the Pepsi Center. It's fine.
And I'll just come back tonight.
Yeah. Let's make a day of it. CBS, 7 o'clock tonight, Let's Make a Deal on in primetime. The long-running game show comes to primetime as Wayne Brady hosts all the costumed shenanigans.
All right.
Yeah. It's
Wayne Brady. I buy Wayne Brady as a game show host.
Oh, yeah. He's got that demeanor. Absolutely. If you're looking for something a little more adult, Moonshiners, 7 o'clock and 8 o'clock tonight on Discovery.
Hell yeah.
Episode 1 features a mezcal competition. While the second episode is a master distillers episode where the guys cook up an offshoot of absinthe.
an offshoot of absinthe.
Yeah, it's some French liquor from the 1800s that they have to recreate, and it's basically a cousin of absinthe.
Okay. Good luck.
Yeah. What could go wrong? A couple movies to check out tonight. Skyscraper on FX at 9:30. The Rock stars in the throwback action movie.
In honor of the Mutual Omaha skyscraper?
Yes. We love skyscrapers.
Yeah. Big skyscraper town.
I have no idea why old men would want to build skyscrapers. Let that joke sit there for a second.
Because it's cool.
Yeah. People love skyscrapers. Star Trek Paramount tonight at 9:25. Odd time to start a movie, but, you know, whatever. 2009 reboot stars Chris Pine as Captain Kirk and essentially tells the origin story in the J.J. Abrams-directed sci-fi thriller.
Very, very good. Is that it?
That is it.
That is what to watch on TV tonight. Appreciate you guys interacting today, especially with the tweet bag. We're growing it. It's getting there.
Good bag.
We'll be back tomorrow with a big day, as we do on a Thursday. Crossover's next. Talk to you guys then.